What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
What's up, everybody? This is Jonathan.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy. Welcome to our world.
Aw, shoot, Sully Saul, you stupid bastards. We're back.
Wow.
We're back, you stupid bastards. What's going on in PA over there? You stupid bastards.
Joe Biden. Jesus Christ. Okay, guys, we are 36 days away from election night, and I got to tell you, it's buckle up time because we're in for a bumpy ride. From coup attempts to pandemics, from made up race wars to the Great Awakening, we're going to cover it all. And this week, Amy Coney Barrett is Trump's nominee, and the following weeks will be a display of fear-mongering and foaming at the mouth as the left tries to convince you that Trump's nominee is Hitler incarnate. But truth will prevail, my friends, as it always does. Also, the debates are happening this week, and Biden is still hiding. By the way, are they allowed to bring in teleprompters to the debates? Asking for a friend.
They're working on an earpiece for him.
All right, all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
TheSaltyShow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a full house today. Wow, welcome back, Heidi, Jeremy. We missed you.
Thank you, Saul.
You stupid bastards.
Stupid bastards.
Stupid bastards.
We also got...
Clap for them, you stupid bastards.
Jonathan is back again, joining the crew.
I'm excited to be back because I don't get to talk about this kind of stuff with much people in my age group.
Welcome back, sir.
Thanks, man. It's good to be back.
All right, let's get to this. Heidi. What do you got for
stupid
us today?
Stupid bastard.
Did you prepare?
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. I've been preparing. I got
okay,
exciting
good.
Shit.
Stupid bastard. Good. I saw some of your TikToks. Stuff. I was telling Jeremy some of your road trip.
Yeah, I'm not very good at the whole. I'm not very good at the whole videoing myself.
You know, my dad's on TikTok.
Really?
And he made a TikTok video on WAP.
Did he really?
My dad is. That's going to be one of the funny videos at the end of the podcast. My dad was on WAP.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
I love it. So I'm trying to figure out how to do that so that we can get not on the agenda rolling, especially with the exciting stuff that I'm going to share here in just a second. But let me start out by, hello, Walmart.
What?
Have we heard they're raising pay for 165,000 employees? They will start making $18 to $30 an hour.
Wow.
So that means Walmart's no longer going to be a cheap place to shop.
So I guess, it pays to, be part of the corporate special people that don't have to shut their doors because you're so essential shut down all the small businesses.
Exactly.
Yeah. What about that?
Who is this, like cashiers and cart boys and...
Yeah.
Those people or is
those
it
people.
Managers?
Hey, maybe they'll figure out where everything's at when you ask them.
I want to be a greeter.
Or the shelves will be stocked. The shelves will actually be stocked when you go into for some of the essential items that you need. Yeah.
Well, good job, Walmart. Yeah. At least you're paying people.
So, it just, frustrating.
I love you.
Right?
Totally. I'll tell you what, they are able to do that because of the tax drops that Trump has put in place,
Right.
So they're able to do that.
Yeah. So
what else you got?
Because it pays. All right. Next up here. I'm going to start with this one. Florida woman was accused of trying to hire a hitman to kill a romantic rival.
Ooh,
she was jealous because the woman had a baby. She didn't have a baby. She wanted a baby.
Was she a Democrat?
So it does not say.
Was it Hillary?
Was it?
If she wants a baby, she could have just talked to Hillary. They probably could have got her one.
We have the crazies of
Jesus.
For $10,000.
Or just go to Wayfair.
On Wayfair.
I'd probably just get them on Wayfair.
All right. Well, to keep the giggles going.
There you are. Another 2 minutes and 43 seconds into the podcast, and it's already gone to hell.
Yeah. Hey, let's stick with Florida for a minute. A Florida woman farts in a line, pisses off the man behind her, turns around and starts a knife fight when he says something.
God. Oh, my God. So let me ask you a question. Wait a minute.
I want to move to Florida.
If everybody's wearing a mask and you fart, shouldn't the mask protect the fart? Hey, that's like the perfect COVID test.
Good point.
Smell goes in,
no, because remember,
COVID can go in too.
No, remember any of the clouds? Like the fire clouds, fart clouds, those things cannot be protected by your mask. Only the tiny microscopic particles.
What did I do to myself
coming over here today?
I want to see video. I want to see video.
What happens is that the fumes get in the mask, but they can't get out. And so now you got
there you go.
It's entrapped.
You're choking on it.
It's entrapment.
And you're so afraid to pull it down. You don't want to get yelled at for, you know, for pulling it down. So you're sitting there suffocating from a fart.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It smelled like Taco Bell. No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
White Castle.
Yeah. White Castle.
Oh,
I have
God.
A White Castle story.
Yep.
It smells the same way going in as it does coming out.
Okay, so
hold on, I want to do the White Castle story. So, we had talked in previous episodes about how they opened up the first White Castle out here in Scottsdale, and we were talking about going and having, because I've never had any.
Yep.
I never had White Castle at the time. And so it just so happens that the weekend before they shut the country down, we were in, Heidi and I were in Vegas. She had basically won a trip through her district manager, so it was an all-expense paid trip to Vegas. And we were down in the main street, what do they call that? Fremont Street. And there's a White Castle down there. And it was about lunchtime. It may have been a little after lunchtime. And I made some comment that we had never eaten there. And they're like, oh, let's go. We'll go in and try it. So we went in, the four of us, right? And we ordered like four different meals. So we tried a little bit of everything, right? The fish sandwich, the hamburgers, the chicken sandwiches, the onion rings, the french fries, the
cheeseburger,
all that stuff. So basically we had a sampling of everything that they had to offer. And I remember it was all right. It definitely was not all that impressive. And so the last weekend we were in Illinois, and of course there's White Castle all over the place out there. So we took the girls for lunch. We did had to do the drive through, right? We ordered a 30 pack of sliders, right? So basically you tell them how I want. We ordered 10 hamburgers. Well, they're the tiny little sliders, right? So we ordered 10 hamburgers, 10 cheeseburgers, and 10 chicken sandwiches. And I remember looking at the receipt thinking it was a little expensive. It was something crazy. Like the sliders are 79 cents a piece.
Yeah.
And the chicken sandwiches were like almost $2 a piece.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, holy cow.
Triple the price.
They were literally
triple the price.
They were ridiculous. But anyways, we got onion rings and mozzarella sticks. So the girls could test it all out, right? We get home that afternoon.
Oh, no.
And we didn't even eat half of them. And they were just, it's gross. White Castle is horrible. I don't know why people
eat it.
It
was so gross, we warmed it up and ate it for breakfast the next morning.
Well, I did that because I refused to throw food away.
That food must be terrible.
Yeah.
It was bad. So those little hamburgers, the meat to bun ratio on a White Castle burger is very,
it's
more bun
terrible,
than meat.
Right? It is.
It's definitely worse than In-N-Out. The meat to bun ratio.
I love In-N-Out.
Yeah, it was, I would much rather have, and the onions, right? They cook it in those onion chips or whatever, and they were gross. They were just, yeah. But I ate them.
I had White Castle just a long time ago, though, and I don't remember. But you know what I mean? Like, I think when you're a kid, you have a different palate. And so I think the older you get.
I had it as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was definitely both times we had them this year. I mean, in March and then again last week. It was, I mean, nostalgic, I would say, for me. Yeah. It definitely brought back some of those childhood memories of my mom and my dad. I mean, and it absolutely helped that the little girls got gassy. And I just remember that as a little kid with my dad and how, so of course I giggle because that's hilarious. Stop. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. We also, while we were out there, we also had Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake is another fast food place that's big on the East Coast. And that was it was a better meat to bun ratio, but
it's like a Freddy's.
Yeah.
It's like a Freddy's. On our trip, we left for our trip and leading up to that, we've talked about it a couple times where I've been like struggling on what to do for the girls' education. And so I've brought up a couple of topics that have come up with the schools. And so the icing on the cake is we've come out of this trip and we have pulled the girls out of school. We are removing them from public school entirely and homeschooling them,
really?
Making sure obviously that they're still prepared. So, and I want to kind of, I'm going to give a couple, well, this particular article really is going to sum up what was like that final straw. So we got the mask mandate out from Deer Valley Unified School District, because that's our school district. And it's no secret. So, you know, it's not a big deal. But mm-hmm. they're kind of following protocol, and they gave the mask mandates, which is just a bunch of bullshit considering what we know and what the CDC has published this week about it being a 0.0002 chance of your child having a fatality issue if they even contract COVID. Right.
That's insanity.
So that, I mean, it's just, it's
does
a
that
joke.
Include
it's
for babies? Does that include
joke.
For babies?
Yeah. That's
like newborns.
Yeah. Newborns to what was it, like 17 years old or something. I can find the chart and if we really want to get into that, but I'm trying to make sure I get into this article. Cause let me tell you this. So Pennsylvania, their public schools are starting a very similar curriculum because they have some parent conversation going on for this. But here in Arizona, right here at home, a gentleman, he took it to the news and he's going after the school. And I'm going to read the assignment in a minute. But so a Gilbert parent is outraged over his child's homework assignment. It's an English assignment, and I'm going to read straight from the PowerPoint that the student was given. There's a couple of parts, so bear with me, but because you guys are going to want to cut me off immediately. I know you will.
I feel like this is going to make me mad.
You are going to be very
upset.
The whole
thing and then we'll
yeah. So I mean, I will let you have at it as soon as I just get through the PowerPoints. All right. PowerPoint number one explains the assignment. The assignment for this English class is, without Googling it, we want you to write your definition of the word privilege. Okay. That's part one. Next part. Now, after you've written that down, you go and look up the definition and add this as part of your response to the questions that are coming up. Compare your definition to the one you found, and what does your definition have that the definition does not online? Then vice versa, and what does the online definition include that yours does not? Sum it up to explain how you are privileged. Now that's slide one. Bear with me. Slide two is a blonde young lady covering her mouth for the COVID shit, right? And it says in her big sign that she's holding up, my skin color gives me privileges I did not earn, .. Your skin color gives you struggles you do not deserve, .. Slide number three. I know, hold on. I see it bubbling and boiling. For every $1 a white man earns, and it breaks it down into six classifications of women, Black and African American, one, American Indian and Alaska Native, two, Hispanic, three, Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islander, four, white women, five, Asian women, six. And it breaks it down how they earn less than the $1 to the man in change. So it gives you that ratio. And then it sums it up for this project to say, no one is asking you to apologize for being privileged. People want you to stop using your privilege in ways that require an apology. So last but not least, staying silent in times of injustice is privilege. So okay, there you go. This gentleman went to the news. He is a Hispanic Latin American that his family brought him. He immigrated here with him. He was the first born here in the U.S. And he explains how his parents worked their asses off to get to where he could make a living and make a life for himself in the United States and to be free. And his child needed to explain why she was privileged.
Yeah.
In today's world, based on this slide presentation. So that was the final straw. And I said, fuck you guys. Kids are coming out of public school.
This reveals something in the ignorance when people try to bring this white privilege. There's a lot of white Hispanics, you know, they have privilege too. And the ultimate argument is this. Okay, I have privilege, you know, or a white man has privilege. What do you propose be done? This is Jordan Peterson's question all the time. What are you proposing? That white people should be taxed more? That they should give up their wealth? You know? And for those who believe this, why don't they inspire us first? You know what I mean? Everybody who's preaching this, please, you know, you're upset that, you know, not a lot of races get to go to college or whatever. Whatever the disparity is and wherever it is. Liberals, why don't you balance out that discrepancy by you either getting out of college or you giving up your wealth so that it balances out, right? There's no logic. What do you propose be done with this disparity?
Because they're not trying to help people go up. They're trying to make everybody a victim. They're trying to victimize. That's what it comes down to. And that's what the father says. The father says, you know, I'm a son of a Mexican immigrant who worked his ass off for the American dream and to achieve the American dream, and to give this assignment to my child and to say, well, now you're privileged because you know, why are you trying to victimize my Latina daughter? You like, we're Americans here. We're freaking Americans here. Why are you trying to make her a victim?
You know, I So privilege is such, oh my gosh, what's going on right now is crazy. I don't think that anybody's equal. I believe in equal rights. I believe everybody should have the same opportunity and stuff, but I don't think everybody's equal. Everybody has their own background. Everybody has their own history that prevents them from doing certain things.
Choices.
Right? Choices that you make. I mean, I've made terrible choices that prevent me from doing things that I want to do. I mean, God, it took me 2 months to get an apartment with somebody else. It takes them a month. My credit was great. My income was great. You know, and it still took me 2 months to find an apartment that would approve me because of the choices that I made in my past. Right. So someone else being able to get that apartment, I don't see that person as privileged. I see them as somebody who hasn't made the same choices that I made. Right. So whether you're black, white, Hispanic, whatever, the skin color or where you come from doesn't change what you're able to accomplish here in America. It doesn't change your opportunity. It changes some things. What changes your stance is your background. And, you know, I do believe that black people have been disenfranchised. I don't believe that they have a leg down because they're black. I believe that the Democrats in the 60s were mad and they created this act, the Great Society Act, that pretty much disenfranchised them and put them in a leg back because fathers aren't in their homes. You know, they encouraged the black community to live in divided households. And these are all facts. I mean, that it went from 70% black families were intact in the 60s. And then after the Great Society, it's like 25% families are intact. You know, so black people have been disenfranchised. And Trump, man, he did something. He proposed a plan this week, which just confirmed that this guy is my hero, because he's putting $500 billion back into black communities and not giving them the money. He's not giving the families the money like welfare or food stamps. He's helping black-owned businesses so that black-owned businesses can help other black communities build. He's helping black churches being able to support their communities and help them rebuild or whatever. You know, and that's going to, I totally agree with this plan. It's a $500 billion plan to help the black community. And I agree with this plan because black people have been disenfranchised by the Great Society Act, not by being slaves, not by being black. I mean, man, you see all these black people, they're in high positions of power. I was watching a senator today. It's an old video. He was giving a speech in a Senate committee in 91, and Biden was a part of this committee, and they were trying to disenfranchise this. I think he was a Supreme Court judge.
It was Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, Clarence Thomas. Exactly.
With Anita Hill stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna show
and
the video.
They were trying to disenfranchise him. I'm sorry, I didn't know if that was in the plans.
We'll talk about it. To me, I think what this reveals, this is the crazy thing about it, is because it reveals the Democrats to a certain extent, leftists, they show their cards when they just give money. Let me explain this, because in a welfare system, like, cause you were explaining, okay, well, he's not just going to give this money to people as a handout. He's giving it to people who are productive members of society, who are contributing to society. So to me, that's the same concept that Republicans have, which is you can give a man a fish and feed him for a day, or you can teach a man to fish and feed him for a lifetime. And so, but this doesn't benefit Democrats when they do this, because if they do that, why? Because Democrats rely on people being dependent on the system. That's how they're able to stay in power, because they can continually promise, like Biden, for 47 years he's been in office, but now all of a sudden he's going to fix everything. But it's his policies that keep people down, right? And then they can themselves come say, well, I'm going to be the savior of this. It's a cycle. It is they continually bring down communities by having these policies that where they create dependent citizens on a system. And as soon as people realize that and wake up and they're like, well, you know what, I could actually be out of the system. Guess what? That's the day they end up. They cease being Democrats and they realize, hey, I want to keep more of my money that I earn. I want to, you know what I mean? And so it's that. So it's a great point that you brought up. You know, it doesn't benefit Democrats to have them, you know, succeed and move on, because that's when they lose them.
Well, think about, you know, I mean, the people we see on Twitter, right? The Candace Owens, the David Harris, Angela Stanton, the Hodge brothers,
Kim Klasick,
you know, all these prominent.
Oh, they're not
Scott,
black, by the way.
Well, hold on.
They're not
black. So all these prominent black leaders stepping up, and they're even Leo Terrell, the guy was the most anti-Trump, anti-conservative, is now realized like the light bulb, right? And like even Vernon Jones, and what do they all say? You know, when they get talked to, you know, oh, how much are you being paid and everything. So basically, when people make those comments and they call them every name under the sun and say blah blah, all the nasty shit that you see them say to them, and that to me, when a white person is telling a black person you're wrong and you shouldn't be supporting Trump, basically that is the most racist shit I've ever heard. Because
you're wrong, you're a victim,
right? Because the reason why I say they're the real racist is because you're telling them you can't think for yourself. You know, when you say I'm going for this because of X, Y, Z, and they go, no, you're being brainwashed, you can't think. Like, wait a minute, that's racist. Like, yep. That is the most racist shit. And I see more and more white people telling black people, black conservatives, they're wrong and blah, all this crap. And I'm like, if a white person told a black Democrat or what the shit they said, oh my God, you're KKK, you're a Nazi, you're all. It don't make sense.
It doesn't. And when we talk about the nominee for the judge, once we get to that topic, I mean, we're going to expose the Democrats for how racist they are when we get to that topic, because it's wild. Sorry, Heidi.
And that was a big part of the problem with the school, with the kids at school, is, you know, they're in these classes, they're being taught this stuff by the teachers who are clearly trying to indoctrinate them into it. And the twins are going, wait, no, I don't agree with that. You know, the teacher saying, well, in history, studying 1664 and the proprietors that had the people paying taxes to them. And so the teacher used that as her grounds to say, well, we should have taxes. We should have more taxes because we have all these social programs that need more money from your parents who are making money. And Bella's like, whoa. No. Throw the teacher and the kid out there. Right. But she's like, wait a minute. But that's not what we're being like. My parents already pay a lot of taxes and we're not seeing how that's being used, because we're having those conversations. We're teaching our children at home the social things that need to be taught. Same child comes to me. Mommy, is so-and-so a lesbian? A very, very, very dear family friend of ours. And is so-and-so a lesbian? And I was like, why would you ask that question? Well, because at school, they've introduced this, like, so is that wrong? Because she likes boys and she likes girls, or she likes just girls or whatever. And I'm going, wait a minute. Why are you in the schools telling my kid what is right and what is wrong? You're doing the opposite of what you claim that you're doing. Right. You want to make this LGBTQ thing like open and Black Lives Matter open. But you're instead bringing into our home discrimination in your own way, and that they're different than you, and that you're privileged and they're not privileged. I mean, that's what they're trying to say, right?
Yeah.
Hello. You just took the innocence of children who never saw anything wrong with the way our family runs.
Yeah, it's the divide. They want that
fucking bullshit. And I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not.
I think that's a great decision. A lot of families are realizing that. I think that's one of the silver linings in this whole thing. People started realizing, hey, you guys are teaching our kids Marxist bullshit. And, you know, yeah. Trump is going to attack that, you know, on his second term. But we need to get into this episode. So I don't know if you have anything else, Heidi, but we're going to have to skip it. But
no, that was it. So
let's talk about what's about to happen. Right. So Trump nominated Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court seat that Ruth Bader Ginsburg left. And before I touch on that, something happened this week that just, dude, this shows the level of when people call for civility and decorum and, you know, longstanding traditions of the way we've done things. And you look at how people are acting. This should be a contrast on the times that we're living today. And what you're hearing for the listener is Trump is paying respects to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. All right, so what you're listening is, again, and Trump and Melania, again, are paying respects, and the crowd outside is just basically screaming and reeling, and this is what we're up against, and this is just the preview of what's about to unfold this week and the following weeks to come as this process unfolds before our eyes. So, again, it's official. Trump has nominated Amy Coney Barrett to take the newly opened seat. Now, I want to show you, I think this is a video. For those of you who haven't seen it, beautiful image of, again, we described last week, she has 7 kids. 2 of them were adopted. And
from Haiti. Very,
from Haiti, exactly. And I just want to show you guys this video as she's racist. Leaving her house. Exactly.
This is what I was talking about. Hold on.
Now, as predicted, the left right now is preparing for a full-on assault and character assassination of this woman. And it's coming, folks. The feminist protests, the hysteria, the violence, the lies, the mocking of religion. This is coming. And the Democrats have every right to be afraid of what's about to occur, as this will mean that Trump, the impact and the legacy that he's going to leave behind, could influence the courts for decades to come. So again, they're in panic mode, and this is the potential for a 6-3 conservative majority, which is going to seal the deal to end the leftist slant on the U.S. Supreme Court. Again, they've held this for I don't know how long. Now, Democrats have been doing this for years to many conservative judges. And as Jonathan just brought up, I want to show you guys a video. And this, again, should be a rallying cry for a lot of conservatives of what these people have done to conservative judges that they don't like. And the first one I'm going to show you here is Clarence Thomas. And it was the whole Anita Hill. And I forgot who posted this recently, but we need to remember this stuff, because to me, they've been doing this for years. And you're going to see a certain character show up here in this video that should wake you up. Because these people are the same players that have been here for years.
Are we watching the whole thing?
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna show you a good portion of this. Yeah, yeah. So let me play it.
Do you have anything you'd like to say,
Senator? I would like to start by saying unequivocally, uncategorically.
Before I continue, just to give some context for the listener who doesn't know, Clarence Thomas was a Supreme Court justice. And he was nominated at that time, I believe.
He was black? I thought white privilege.
So 1991, well, this would have been George Bush Sr. who nominated him. And the left couldn't have that. They couldn't give this to Republicans, you know. And so they went AWOL, out of control, I'm sorry. And they lost it. And they villainized this man. They pulled up some dirt on him. And now here he is. In the hearings, defending his character. And so here we go.
Unequivocally, uncategorically, that I deny each and every single allegation against me today that suggested in any way that I had conversations of a sexual nature or about pornographic material with Anita Hill, that I ever attempted to date her, that I ever had any personal sexual interest in her, or that I in any way ever harassed her. A second, and I think more important point, I think that this today is a travesty. I think that it is disgusting. I think that this hearing should never occur in America. This is a case in which this sleaze, this dirt, was searched for by staffers of members of this committee, was then leaked to the media, and this committee and this body validated it and displayed it at prime time over our entire nation. How would any member on this committee, any person in this room, or any person in this country would like sleaze said about him or her in this fashion, or this dirt dredged up in this gossip and these lies displayed in this manner? How would any person like it? The Supreme Court is not worth it. No job is worth it. I'm not here for that. I'm here for my name, my family, my life, and my integrity. I think something is dreadfully wrong with this country when any person in this free country would be subjected to this. This is not a closed room. There was an FBI investigation. This is not an opportunity to talk about difficult matters privately or in a closed environment. This is a circus. It's a national disgrace. And from my standpoint, as a black American, as far as I'm concerned, it is a high-tech lynching for uppity blacks who in any way deign to think for themselves, to do for themselves, to have different ideas. And it is a message that unless you kowtow to an old order, this is what will happen to you. You will be lynched, destroyed, caricatured by a committee of the U.S. Senate rather than hung from a tree.
Again, that was 30 years ago, man. And this happened. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
30 years ago.
Yep.
30 years ago, and
it still rings true today.
It's the same,
exact talking points. Yep. Same talking points. Same talking points from black conservatives. You know, we saw it in the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. We saw it in 2017 with Amy Coney Barrett. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
We saw it, you know, when they attacked the religion. What are they going to do? They're going to say the same exact thing they said in 2017. Why didn't they still confirmed her? So what are you going to drag up now? Because she's already been vetted. So what are you going to do? You're going to re-go after the damn... You know,
of course they are, because that's their thing, right? Is let's see how much shit we can waste, how much money we can waste, how much bullshit time we can waste.
Skip the hearings and just
the whiny wheel, the whiny wheel, the squeaky wheel. There it is. It's out there. The squeaky wheel's out there making its noise.
You know, I love that you showed this video and we're talking about Amy, because it just shows how truly racist the Democrats are. And I said that I was going to talk about this earlier. You know, The Senate, this guy should be the hero for black people. This guy should be, I mean, man.
You don't know about him.
This is the first time I've ever seen this guy today. I watched this video today. First time I've ever seen this guy. And
I have a question.
This speech is so inspiring.
Have they made a film about this guy? They haven't.
Nope.
This is Hollywood. Now, like you said, Jonathan, this is who the left is. We've all been saying it. They've been doing this for years. They have been ruthless in their assault on American values. And to me, it's about time that conservatives fight back. And the man leading the charge in all this is Donald J. Trump. Now,
yes, sir.
His unabashed approach to fighting the left now has them squirming on the ground like decapitated snakes, in my opinion. And I love it. This is why they hate him.
Do you guys know what they said about Amy? I think it was today that they said it. There's an article that the leftists are saying that Amy is hiding her true racism by adopting black kids. And I'm just like,
some blue check, I forget the guy's name, tweeted out yesterday and he's like, oh, white people have always gutted Haiti for everything. And this is her showing her real racism because she's trying to show she's not racist. Dude, he caught a lot of shit for that. P.S. No. He got $10 million donation from Jack to, you know, to create his studies.
Well.
It's wild. I mean, to the Democrats, if a black person is successful saved by a white person, if the black person is successful, he's being paid.
So this is the
being
problem.
Paid. It's luck.
This is the problem, because I know we got to keep moving on. But this has been the true fundamental problem in this country. You have left and right. Okay, conservatives are very conservative by the book, and they try to be very prim, proper, and you know they think the way they fight is from voting. Right? They don't attack. They don't. You know, when they go low, we go high. Right? That's always been their approach. But now the problem is, they've infiltrated every single aspect of life to where everything you see is skewed to their point.
Are you talking about conservatives or progressives?
The left.
The left.
Right.
Okay.
So for years, Democrats have been able to get away with this. If a conservative Senate was going after a black Democrat appointed Supreme Court justice, or even for the appeal court for the circuit, you know, the circuit court judge and everything, if they would do anything like that, oh my God, the white Nazis, like the same rhetoric we're seeing now about, you know, oh, all MAGA people are fucking white neo-Nazis and blah, 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 you know? So
they spent years going high, and now we're at the forefront of the election goes the wrong way. They won because they have had years. They've had 60 years to change the game in America. Started with the media, then it got, you know, with the newspapers, then it got into schools, then it got into media, you know, like, you know, shows and everything. Hollywood, it, for every 10 years, it's gotten worse and worse and worse to where now you're at a point you can't, you know, you have to sit through these trainings at work. And if you don't, you will be fired.
Right.
If you say you openly support Donald Trump at some of these companies, they will fire you.
Yep.
But we're seeing that still today. I mean, I've had conversations and I see it still today. Prime example, the mask. Okay. I know people, this might hit home for some people right in this room. I know people that are like, oh, but I want to respect them. So I'm going to just put on the mask. Okay. But that's the same silent majority and the same conservative group of people that are like, oh, I'll just ride the wave. And now look at where we are today. So when are conservatives, when are the people that believe in the Constitution and that believe in the rights going to stop riding the wave? When are they going to start standing up and going, wait a minute, you want me to wear a mask? You are being prejudiced against me to come into your building without a mask on? Wait a minute. What makes me so different? Why? Take your money somewhere else. If you don't want to at least put up the fight to say, no, I have a right not to have this mask on and you are being prejudiced against me for forcing me to wear it, then take your money somewhere else. Again, my earlier article, Walmart. Walmart is freaking hiring people or raising people's rates wages. Why are they able to do that? Because America's just going, the same Americans that are now saying, wait, the left is so loud. They're like, look at what they're doing to us. Well, fucking speak up. And yeah, I get it. The mask is a minuscule part of this, but it's still part of this. It's still part of Americans standing up to say, no, I'm not going to do this anymore and take the money away from these people.
It's a death by a thousand cuts, right? Yeah,
we're going to get to that when we get to the because we're going to talk about things that have been happening also with the coronavirus and new arrests and stuff like that. But I'm going to stick to this conversation.
But it's because, overall, Saul. But that's what I'm saying is just with this conversation is we need to be, you know, where are the silent majority right now to standing up to support these decisions being made by our president?
There are things that are happening and that people are standing up, and I'll show you some of those videos. But again, bring it back to this conversation. So the left, again, like Tim mentioned, they're not criticizing Amy Coney Barrett for having a big, diverse family that she presents unrealistic and unattainable goals for women. This is what they're saying. By presenting herself as a well-balanced, strong woman, because who can have that many kids well-behaved and have such a successful career at the same time? So even though she's a great role model for young girls, the left can't stand it. Now, Amy Coney Barrett destroys the left's arguments against pro-life women, because this is what this is the fight that's going to happen. And the way she destroys it is by having herself adopted two children and even keeping a Down syndrome child that she had, her youngest. And the left will say, you know, pro-lifers only care about the unborn, but not the living children. If they cared about them so much, why don't they step in and help? This you hear this argument all the time. So here is Amy Coney Barrett stepping in and helping by choosing to adopt, right? And also by keeping her special needs child. So,
but she didn't do it the right way.
Right. She chose showing others that you can choose life, right? Even when faced with unplanned circumstances, but they still find a way to criticize her because she adopted black children. So now the argument changed. Now what they're saying is, oh, a rich white lady adopting black kids. What does she know about the black struggle in America? She shouldn't be raising those kids. They need to be raised by their own kind. And here's my message, dear liberals. Yeah. That's fucking racist, right? There's no winning with leftists. They want their abortion, and they're going to do whatever they need to do. They're going to destroy this woman's life. That it's coming because they need that in their lives. So here's, I hope God gives this woman strength, because she's going to need it, because it's, the left is going to be vicious. And again,
not just her strength, her husband and her children. God gives them all strength.
They went through this in 17. Yeah, they went through it in 17. And
but they've come to a whole nother level of disgusting.
And then they've been warned. She knows the talking point. She's already told her husband. Before, the minute, they've had conversations about appointments, right? So she's probably had these conversations with Trump. But now that the stakes are this high, before he, you know, when he called, when that phone call comes, like, hello, this is Donald Trump, you know, and hey, what's up, Donnie, you know, and he's like, hey, you know, that's, I'm going to, you know, you know, the old bag died and it's time, you know, and you know,
No, it's not. Hey, listen, I actually got something to say about that.
Anyway, so he's like, all right, so this is what's going to happen. You know, are you comfortable with putting your whole entire, you know, you're going to be on, you know, they go through the talking points. So for her to be willing to do this, her husband's willing to do it. Her husband's got a successful law practice. Kids are in school and we're at an all time high with cuckoo-ness all over the world. They're ready. They've been prepared. You know what I mean? They can know the talking points. She knows the family's going to be in the limelight and everything they're going to say, but she's got prayer. She's got faith. She's got strength. She's got her family. So you're not going to be able to knock this girl down, because people like her know their truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When somebody knows their truth, you can say whatever you want about them. You're not going to break them. You're not going to break this girl.
True.
You're not going to break her. You're not going to break a Supreme Court justice.
You're not.
You're not. You're not. You're not going to break it. You're not
going
to break it.
But what if she gets tricked going into a hair salon?
Here's another thing, though, that you make a great point, Tim.
Good morning. It's Sunday.
If the left thinks that criticizing her religion and her family is a winning strategy for them, like if they think that this is going to win them the election, they're in for a rude awakening, dude. Because there's a lot of people out there who are, you know, the Bible thumpers clinging on to their guns. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of people here in Pennsylvania. And if you think that by attacking this woman, by attacking her family and her values, that you're going to win elections, you're in for a rude awakening, folks. And Biden, he flat out lied. Biden, hiding Biden. I'm going to show you this here.
Delaware?
Is he still around?
I'm gonna show you this video here.
Oh, this guy.
Something that he said.
We're 24 hours away from him being diagnosed with COVID. Don't worry. It's short-lived.
Exactly.
Shortly before Justice Ginsburg's passed.
Listen to this.
She told her granddaughter, and I quote, "My most fervent wish is that I will not be replaced until a new president is installed," end of quote. It wasn't a personal request. It wasn't a favor being asked for. It was the last act of a long, unflinching career of standing up for American democracy. Never before in our nation's history has a Supreme Court justice been nominated and installed while a presidential election is already underway. It defies every precedent.
So that statement, that's a lie. That's a flat-out lie.
Boldface.
In fact, it's
Obama
happened
did it.
14 times. No, but what he said is nominated and elected or installed.
Okay.
But that's a lie. There's been 14, and somebody tweeted out all the ones that were nominated, and there's 14 of them. So again, this guy has his facts all wrong, and he's straight up
lying.
Who's
giving this guy the facts? That's what I want to know.
I have no idea, dude.
They don't need facts. They don't. They just need to say something
truth
that
over
sounds
facts.
Good.
Remember,
truth
they
over
believe facts. Truth over facts.
Exactly.
Truth over facts. That's right. It's the administration of truth over facts. That's right.
They
right.
feel good about it.
Where in the Constitution of the United States of America, where does it say? Where does it say?
Don't disrespect the Constitution.
Where does it say you must respect the dying wishes of a judge that told her 7-year-old granddaughter, whatever?
I believe that was Amendment 34.
I don't have that. Nobody gives a shit about your feelings. Exactly. Number one, yes, I'll take it into consideration. Right. Number one, number two. Democrats, if the roles were reversed, if they had a Democratic Senate in 2016, oh yeah, they were going to put in whatever that cuck that they were going to put in. I forget his name. All right.
Yeah.
No, the guy.
Merrick Garland.
No,
Merrick disrespect. Garland. Merrick yeah, Garland is
Merrick
it.
Garland. You know, number three. A president is elected for 4 years. So from January 21st, 2017 to January 21st, 2021, that is the role of the president. That's how long you are the president and represent the United States.
Just because there's
you
an election
are supposed
going
to fulfill
on.
Your roles. Mm-hmm. I don't care that people are voting already. And you know what? You're trying to, you know, already throwing out ballots and shit. So the election to me
way to go,
count.
Pennsylvania.
Just because there's an election going on doesn't exactly. mean your that the president is no longer the president.
It doesn't say it in the Constitution. And then some dumb cuck, I think it was Blumenthal or whatever that fucking twat bag was, came out of his face today and said, well, what they're doing, one of them said, oh, there's nothing, there's no precedent, there's nothing illegal about what they're doing. But, you know, the Constitution has a lot of dumb things in there that need to be changed or some bullshit like this.
That's who we want. That's who we're electing.
These dummycrats are trying to change. This is who you're electing, you dumb fucks.
And they
Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness? You can't vote for them. You can't. You got to get a normal Democrat
they don't like that,
wants to respect the Constitution.
They don't like that because the far left and the liberals, they're all about being victims. They want to be victims in this. With the relationships between themselves and America, they want to be the victim, right? In a relationship, you always
have... fucking millionaires claiming they're a victim. Yeah, we want to tax the rich. You're rich. You're not going to pay the taxes, you dumb fuck.
Okay, so let's get back to this. We have two, because this might be long. So I have a couple things that we might talk about. We might have to leave this one of them for the next episode. One of them is the coup d'état attempt. We'll talk about that, or the elections. So the first one is basically texts have been disclosed that reveal that there was an attempted coup against the president. The FBI had these texts. Do you guys want to talk about that?
I feel like I don't know that I heard about it.
Well,
you know why? Because nobody's talking about it.
I like to be prepared for it, and I feel like I'm not too prepared for this as much as I would like to be. But if let's just
talk about what? I'm sorry.
Skim through this. The coup d'état attempt, which was basically the overthrowing of Donald Trump by the deep state, the intelligence agencies that were used by the Obama administration to go after Trump, and to essentially everybody who was working under Trump was again being investigated. Like, for example, General Flynn, who the intelligence agencies knew right away that there really wasn't anything, because he was accused of, you know, conspiring with the Russians. And then later on, they discovered that actually, you know what, this is kind of his role as this position in the Trump administration. So there really wasn't anything that, you know what I mean, like that he was involved in. And what ended up happening is that, okay, well, let's just use this as a pretext. And then they kind of put him up against the wall by, you know, where he ends up lying. Well, I didn't have this kind of communication with the Russians. Oh, actually, I did. Oh, you lied to the FBI. Now, you know, they're pursued him, basically. But from the beginning, the FBI and again, the intelligence agencies knew that there was nothing there. It was a nothing burger. Now, this FBI
personnel. So a lot of them were,
personnel,
yeah, the FBI, yeah, analysts. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the FBI analysts that were put on the case, you know, they were like, first they were like, this doesn't seem legal, like as they were doing it. And then they were like, all right, you know, we're just doing investigations. Like, well, you know, this is pretty much done.
Yeah, I've seen those.
You know, like, there's nothing here. You know, we're going to close this out. And they were like, uh-oh. No, they're going to keep this. And they start realizing like, oh, they're keeping this going. Right. And now they're texting each other going, how did the meeting go with? They're like, president, you know, Mr. President. They're like, yeah, well, he wants to still, you know, keep it going and he wants to invest. I mean, it's all in there.
When they're talking about Mr. President, talking about Obama.
So they were investigating. So everything about spying on Trump's campaign started in 2015, 2016, right? So basically more in 2016 is that range of 2016 all the way through, you know, 2017, right? And
so
him red-handed.
What the text disclosed was that they knew they had fucked up, like Tim says. For the listener, go out and do your research on this and read those tweets. Again, this has been disclosed. It's now publicly out there. And what they did again was they withheld evidence that would have exonerated General Flynn, right? These weasels had nothing on him. And, but they, you know, they were just after Trump and they were going to get, use, you know, get anybody to get to him. And, yep. And what's crazy about this whole thing was that the same week it was revealed that Hunter Biden got $3.some million from a wife of some Russian billionaire.
Russian mayor ties to Putin.
Yeah. And
Moscow mayor.
You know what will be interesting though is I hope Trump brings this up, and I think he will, because you know the famous line in debates with Hillary Clinton, you know, where he told her because you'd be locked up. I think he's gonna throw this at Biden, dude. I hope he does. He's gonna bring this up, and I don't know how, and based on how Biden has reacted whenever even question by the media about this, he freaking loses it. And that's why I always say, I think Biden might take a swing at Trump, and that's going to be fucking glorious and hilarious.
So we already know. So one of the other major things about this, right, ties in with the Hunter Biden ties and all mm-hmm. the Freedom of Information Act that he was on, Air Force mm-hmm. Two, numerous trips with Joe Biden to China, the Ukraine. I mean, this is just insanity how it's yep. not mainstream media. They're worried about, you know, Trump sending a note back in 1982 to President Nixon, which I don't know why they cared about that. Right. But the famous Steele dossier that we heard about forever, because that's what gets called up in these texts.
Yes.
That Steele dossier gets brought up and going, oh, shit, this is bullshit. So what they did was they took that and said, well, we can do all this because in the name of national security. Right. So this dossier was actually like done by like a Russian, like a, I'm pretty sure, I believe they said it was a Russian spy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
really,
they knew he was.
So they knew like he was a Russian spy doing all this and they still let him do it. Okay. And you're scratching your head and they're all calling it out going, shit, this is fucking illegal. Like they realized what was going on. Dude, they wound up getting, they went out and bought professional liability insurance.
Yes, exactly.
Hopefully by Farmers to help out my friend over here. You know what I mean? But it's in the text. They're like, oh yeah, we all went out and bought just in case we get sued or if we get under arrest or anything, we're protected because they realized what they did was wrong and they said it in the text. And this right here is why Donald Trump, anybody that hates this guy should vote for him, because you know what? They've been lied to. It says right there from the FBI analyst.
Yes.
Son of a bitch. Trump was right.
They said it. They said Trump was right.
They said it in the text, the FBI text.
Yep.
And they go, and people are like, oh, they're trying to say this is not real. They're trying to say that this is Trump's hoax to win the election. Wait. You have a declassified document of people from the FBI saying this shit, and you're saying that it's bullshit? Fuck you.
How stupid do you think we are?
Don't get
very.
Well, hold on. Dude,
but nobody believes it.
One thing to mention also, and again, the walls are closing in on the Democrats. And I was going to mention, I thought that's what you were going towards, Tim. But so John Durham right now, he's also investigating the Clinton Foundation into all. Dude, these guys are about to face the law. Now, like Tim says, they lied, bro. The previous administration, which included Biden, was involved in this coup attempt. They knew what they were doing because, again, as Tim mentioned, they bought that insurance, professional liability insurance. Why? You know, so they knew this was serious. And this is why
that liability insurance does not cover them if they are found to be guilty and knowing that they were committing something. I'm just throwing that out there.
Thanks.
Making sure your facts are straight.
Let me finish my point, because this is why they're trying to get, in my opinion, this is why they're trying to get a lot of people off of social media, because this information is being propagated in social media. You're not hearing it from the giants of the news. They're not talking about it. So when all these documentaries that are coming out or people, and you see these memes telling you, oh, you know, you're becoming, you know, a social media addict. Here's my message, man. Don't listen to that shit. Get on social media, research, listen, participate, change the algorithm, fuck them all to hell, you know, because, you know, oh no, we're being controlled. fuck out of here. This is their lies. They want you to get to not, because this is what happened again. Like I said last time, people were sitting now at home with nothing to do, twiddling their fingers, and they started researching and they started looking on social media and they realized, shit, this is fucking bigger than we thought. And for all the wobbly listeners that are, you know, that are still out there, you listener who feel like you're too sophisticated for Trump's way of talk, because there's a lot of people like, oh, I can't do
oh, yeah.
you're annoyed by his demeanor and his simple talk, and you're just above all that. You who sit there with your legs crossed, you know, you're drinking your tea like that Kermit the Frog meme. You need to wake the fuck up, because and you need to pick a side, homie, because the barbarians right now, they're at the gates. The Trojan horse, never mind. The Trojan horse is in the fucking within the city walls, and you need to be angry about, you know, this, right? Because let me finish my thought. Because arrests right now are coming. They're coming, ladies and gentlemen, and I think this is going to be one of the big October surprises, because some people who sat in high positions of power are going to be arrested, and right now the media is in high gear protecting Biden. How glorious will it be if and when Trump just point blank asks him on the debate stage, hey, Joe, what role did you play in this coup attempt, buddy? You know, oh, dude, he's going to fucking lose it. And I think Trump needs to do it. He needs to put all this shit, because it's going to force the media to cover what they're not covering. And again, that.
Oh my God! It happened when he was debating Hillary. I don't know if you guys watched the debate between him and Hillary lately. I watched it the other week just because I wanted to be entertained.
Like, it was glorious.
Oh man, it was awesome.
I was at Jeremy's house. So, I think we watched some of those debates at Jeremy's house. Those were funny.
You know, it sucks that people don't like Trump because the way he talks. Because I frankly wouldn't get my car fixed by a person who's polite. Like, fuck that. Fuck that. If you're being polite, you haven't fixed enough engines. You haven't thrown enough wrenches. So you can't touch my car if you're being polite
to
me.
So we all know.
Where's the guy with the bad mouth? Like, we all know. Problem.
We all know. Tuesday night's debate is hosted by Fox's Chris Wallace. Who definitely is a registered Democrat, definitely skews a little left. Probably been, you know, doing down in Brazil with Joe Biden, you know, because apparently thing is that, you know,
they give him the questions.
Joe Biden actually has a hearing aid, but had hearing aids actually got like comms in there for them to tell him what to say.
Wow,
that's the new thing that came out today. So Trump needs to go off script, because they already gave the debate talking points. Like, who does that? You shouldn't be. There should be no talking points.
None.
There should be no outline of what you can prepare for.
No. He does way better when
Joe Biden, when he's like, oh, I haven't prepared. And, you know, 47 years. If you need to prepare for a fucking debate after 47 years in government and being the VP, and you're out there talking, two million people are going to die by the time I get out of here, and I've been a senator for 180 years. No, Joe, you're not right. Right, homie.
He said that, dude.
He said that. No, he totally Donald said Trump, that. He totally said that.
If Trump is going for Trump to be able to maybe sway some of those undecided voters that aren't sure, he's got to hit him with the hits real quick. You know, hey, if I'm so bad, how come you haven't did nothing for peace in 47 years? This is what I did in the last month. Boom, boom, boom. Talking point. Dumb. What do you got to say about that? Is that bad? Palestine and, you know, Iraq and, you know, no, you're an idiot. You know, you gave all that cash to Iran. You're an idiot. Nothing happened. Okay. Then he's got to hit him with, you know, the economy. Well, I did this, this, and this. Yes. And COVID came. But didn't you tell everybody that I'm a xenophobe for closing the airports? And, you know, it took you until April to say, you know what? He was really right doing that, because he did save lives. Okay. You said to use the Defense Protection Act.
Here we go again, Trump. Just reach out to Timmy at thesaltyshow.com.
He needs to hit him, rattle him, and then go off script, hit him with the shit that's coming out right now. Hit him where it hurts. Hit him with the Hunter shit.
Yes.
Every debate. Hit him.
What Hunter shit? I didn't see it on CNN or MSNBC. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Hit him with it. Hit him with the Spygate. Hit him with, you know, everything.
What's crazy is
gloves
that
are off.
the media right now, and they're preparing Biden because they're prepared. You know that fucking Chris Wallace is probably in the room with him, you know, coaching him. Oh, this is what I'm, you know, these people are in bed with each other. So fuck them all to hell. Now, as Tim mentioned, man, he needs to hit them, but the media is feeding Biden with things to talk about. And one of those just broke out this weekend. And what is it? The scandal on Sunday. I think Trump's accountant is about to get a lot more business because they just discovered that Trump only paid $750 in the year 2016 in taxes. That's all he paid. the left's latest nothing burger. While the world burns in pandemics and riots, the left's new argument is rich equals bad. Right? Again, they don't care that Hunter Biden got $3.5 million from the Russians, right? But Trump's tax return? Oh, yeah. That's a story. Fuck out of here. And
so,
yeah.
So real quick, let me just explain, you know, if Trump took a paycheck, right, let's say from his business, right, I'm CEO, I get a paycheck, right? Say his paycheck is, you know, $20,000 a quarter, right? He gets that check. They do take federal taxes out of that check. So he does pay taxes. It's just that when he goes to the IRS and has to pay, after his write-offs, his losses, and just the way corporate America works, because I got to take part in this owning a fucking corporation, you know, a dummy corp, but, you know, for my entertainment business, you know, you get to write off everything. So by the time it's done and then you reinvest your money, which you're allowed to, you know, the whole goal is to you pay enough and no more. So they didn't, that whole story don't make sense. And everybody that looked at it.
Exactly.
But the Bernies and the AOCs, no, you're talking to your dumb fucking, you know, people that don't understand how fucking taxes work. Boom, so shut the fuck up. Explain the life, because Bernie, guess what?
I'm sorry.
Do the same shit.
Whoa, hold on. I want to see Bernie and AOC's taxes.
They do the
then.
Same shit.
So fucking present your taxes, because I guarantee
shit.
They do the same
the
shit.
Tax laws are for everybody.
Same shit. Yeah, they
She's
know
a fucking
the,
whore that worked at a
loopholes.
Bar. She knows how to play money.
They know the loopholes, and Trump said, hey, I just used the loopholes that you guys have in
he
place.
He said it in 16.
If you have he said it in 16. He said, if you have a problem with it, change the laws. You didn't change the laws. I used the loopholes. What's the problem?
Yeah.
It would affect her. Look, it would affect her fucking money and her free dollars.
I didn't mean that
point that Jonathan just made, right? Because if all this is true, to me, it reveals that this guy is great at making deals, right? You know, remember his book. And like Jonathan just said, it wasn't illegal. People are mad that he paid so little, but the question should be, was it legal? This is the tax system you guys love, by the way, you know, the leftists. This is big government that you guys chose for. You know, we can all be like Trump and pay little taxes, but you all want your socialized programs, right? This is what they're clamoring for. That's big government, you know, fuck out of it. And as Jonathan said, you know, this is the system that you guys created and there's nothing illegal about this. So what nothing burger am I going to eat today, Democrats?
Yeah. So real quick, you know, there's a couple other points to that, to this breaking news that, you know, that's already like fizzled out and only like the liberal babies are crying about. Right. Number one. They don't go into talk about, you know what we didn't find in this tax return? Oh, where's all that Russian money that you were saying that he's being paid off from?
Oh,
not there.
Exactly.
Bye, done.
Boom.
Right? Oh, it's not there. Oh, you paid $750. Okay. But it also didn't show all the payroll taxes he paid throughout his corporation. How many millions has he paid to other people in taxes and
it's
wages?
It's way more than just millions.
You know, but what I'm saying is they're not going into that, right? You know, he took his money from The Apprentice and re-put it into his businesses, and it shows a loss. Oh, he's a bad businessman. He's unfit to be president. He's not making any deal. He shammed everybody. No, he didn't. And even if he's worth zero, is he getting shit done in this country? Is he, like I said, what is this Gestapo have done? What has the Gestapo done? Can you go out every day and say what you want to say?
Yes.
Can you go out and buy a gun if you want to buy a gun?
Yeah. Oh, actually.
Well, yes.
You know, yes.
Yes.
Can we have this podcast and talk freely without cities? You know, can you go? Can you burn cities without, you know, getting killed by the cops, you know, or by another person? Can you jump on a cop car, ride it because you want to disrespect the cops? Yes. If you were living in any other society, you'd be dead.
Yep.
You'd be dead. You can't do that in China. You can't do that in China. Exactly. If you're so upset about what they're doing to the people in China, come January 21st, if you vote Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, oh, yeah, you dumb fucks. Right. They're going to take you because you know what? If you don't got guns because they they made it illegal, whatever they want to do, guess what? You go first. The weak go first. The betas go first. Sorry.
Did you see Mark Kelly's latest ad? It's got China on it, and it says right underneath that, because this is Arizona. So if you're in Arizona and you're voting for Mark Kelly, you're a fucking moron. It says on the sign, on the street, all over the place, if you don't vote Kelly, you'll be sorry. Mm-hmm. Go look at it. And it's got China in big, bold letters, the big heart. Mm-hmm. Vote Kelly or you'll regret, or you'll be sorry. You'll be sorry. Yeah.
All right. So I want to show you guys a video of Biden.
Oh, this guy.
Joe Biden, his attempt at the Pledge of Allegiance. Unfortunately, there was no teleprompter to guide him through this. So this was what we got.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
He is a 40 some odd year senator.
Yep.
And he's running as president of the United States. Can't mm-hmm. he buy a better mask?
Exactly. Like, bro.
He forgot he was supposed to be in public. I need a fucking mask.
Schedule in his pocket.
These are the shitty kind of masks that they hand me when I walk into Costco and then throw in the cart and never wear.
What?
Why can't he get a better mask?
You bring up a great point, Jeremy. No. See, here's my thing is like, you're right, but the problem is that I don't blame him. I blame his handlers. You know, people who are hauling him around.
I am almost convinced that Joe Biden and his campaign are fucking up on purpose because they love Trump. Tim, literally, they are fucking up every single turn.
Jonathan, you're bringing up a good point. I think they're fucking it up because they want first round pick in the next round, right? I think that's what they're prepared for.
Trump, we're gonna fuck this all up. Please help us out when you get elected.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
remember the people that like you behind the scenes.
Remember the people that gave up.
After you watch this video, it's clear as day that this guy is really not fit to be president.
Here is Joe Biden.
Hey, if you watch it. If you watch his debates from 2008 and 2012, this dude had a sound mind. I mean, this guy, he can literally fire off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The contrast from then and now, it's ridiculous. It's totally downhill,
man.
This is the evidence.
My father.
To me, this is the evidence.
This is the evidence.
Of his cognitive decline, for sure. So let me just play. Because
my father said, because
just play the video.
My father said back in 2008 that Biden was the one that could bring both parties together.
Yeah, he sounded like it. I watched the debate from him, and I was literally inspired by his words. I knew they were fake because 47 years in office, and he hasn't done shit. I knew they were fake, but the way he spoke, I was like, wow, I see why people believe in this guy.
Yeah, okay. Let's see it.
Let me play.
America, I pledge allegiance to the United States of America. One nation, indivisible, under God, for real.
For real, man.
For real this time,
for
guys.
Real.
I mean,
for real, man.
For real.
I pledge allegiance to the United States.
He did not want to.
When did he do that?
Under this week.
This is real.
They are trying so hard not to say under God because that's their whole mantra. Is they want to remove that word. So if he's sitting there saying it, people are like, oh, you know, but like they're trying to condition everybody not to use under God, and by he can't even. He might know the Pledge of Allegiance, but he's not used to saying.
He messes it up when he's thinking that he can't say God. Right.
Anytime God comes up, but every time he goes to mention God, that's where he flubs because he's trying to think about what he's going to say.
Yeah, he's a Catholic. In 2012, he was like, I don't believe in abortions.
He's a hardcore Catholic.
He said, I don't want to impose my beliefs on women. I believe that's what he said. That's what he said.
This is why the left strategy in attacking ACB, Amy Coney Barrett. That's what we're going to call her from now on. ACB. This is why their strategy to go after her Catholic religion is kind of, fall flat on its face, because again, there's so many Democrats who are also Catholic, and how come that's not an issue for Biden? You know, fuck out of here. Now, the next video I want to show you here, this little piece was uncovered. I think this was back when he was vice president, and listen to this now. Yeah. Remember what they said about Donald Trump, that Donald Trump, what was it that he said something about the troops, or he didn't like the troops or something?
Oh, yeah. Like the losers for dying and getting caught, like some nasty shit
never
said.
This whole thing is choreographed, because there's no video about that for Trump. Right. It's just hearsay. There's no video. But here we have a clear video. And do you think that the news media ran with this and showed it 24/7? Do you think CNN? No, they ignore this. Now, this is Biden, guys. Listen to what he said about to the troops. He's standing in front of troops, military, and I think is even, yeah, active military members. This is what he said.
Yeah.
I have incredibly good judgment. One, I married Jill. And two, I appointed Johnson to the academy. I just want you to know that. Clap for that.
Come on, man. Hold on. So number one, he calls them. He says something. He doesn't get the reaction that he wants, because most of these people are probably being forced to stay. It was mandatory for them to attend because it's a vice president. You got to go. So they're being forced. Now he says something, doesn't get the reaction that he wanted, and so he says, "Clap, you bastards." This is what he tells the military.
No, he called them. I'm pretty sure he called them stupid bastards.
Stupid. Oh, you're right.
Which is even worse. That's why I started off the show calling everybody a stupid bastard.
Yeah. Which is even worse. That's why you did it.
Yeah.
And then he goes on, because people say, well, no, he was just joking. But then he goes on and he's like, God, you guys are a dull bunch.
Yeah.
Like this is he at that time, again, think about what's happening at this time. He's a vice president of the United States. He wants, to be praised, and he's, in front of a crowd, and he's not getting the reaction that he wanted, because the military wasn't pro Obama administration.
They hated him. Didn't like Obama.
So these people, half of these people. Now, one of the things to note here is this guy's reaction here. I don't know if you guys can see the video very clearly, but I want to show you guys, because I don't know if you guys can see it, but maybe somebody. Oh, here it is. Somebody did a zoom in on this guy's face. It's just funny. Look at his reaction as Biden calls everybody, the military members there, stupid bastards. Look at this guy. He's like, what the fuck am I clapping about? He's like, get me the fuck out of here. I like it. I like his
face. Now, I'm only clapping because I was ordered to by the vice president.
Well, you have to. You're behind them, and you gotta. Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
I know the president is commander in chief. Does the vice president have any sort of military rank?
Well, it's the chain of command.
He's not in the chain of command. The president can't fulfill his duty, and he gets. He gets elevated.
I thought the vice president was right under him.
No, the president. No, well, I know that the president is chief. Yeah, he's the top guy. But I'm wondering. I don't think that conveys down to anybody else. Right?
Biden is the gift that keeps on giving. So, that's the stuff from when he was president. Yeah. Come on, man. I hope Trump brings this up, too.
The 2008 and 2012 administrations that were voted were the most disrespectful, condescending administrations to the government, to the military men and women, to police, to all of them. If you go back and you continue to look, I had a freaking attorney argue with me because he was from the East Coast and he wasn't taught to raise his hand to the flag over his heart. and to say the Pledge of Allegiance with his hand over his heart. And that was not the way that he was brought up, because it must be an East Coast thing that we just don't learn that.
I swear, I must have grew up in a conservative area in New York, because...
No, and I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? And then, again, the most disrespectful administration, Obama's administration, both terms. Clinton had his own bullshit that he... Because they're the same. They're just as bad as Obama's. But at least they attempted to put on some kind of fucking show when Clinton, the one that wears the skirt. What's his first name?
Bill.
Thank you. Bill Clinton. When Bill Clinton was president.
Wow.
I was thinking that's what she was putting down.
Thank you.
You know what?
I've never seen Hillary in a skirt.
Yeah, at least he had the audacity to I mean, he at least had the courtesy, or the whatever you want to call it, to pretend to honor and respect the military. Obama and his husband, Michael, whatever, they straight out.
Big Mike.
Zero.
Big Mike. Mike.
To move along, because it is literally becoming a shit show, guys, literally. And I need to show you this video of Humpty Dumpty Nadler.
Oh, this video made my day when I saw this.
I had a little accident, and I want you guys to watch.
What?
No, watch
what happens.
Nobody knows, but watch.
But watch, you know, I mean, come on, guys. This is clear. It's evident. And now, before, as you watch this video, think about this as a metaphor to what we're going through right now.
Clean Waters is doing some very important work on this subject, not part of this package.
He shit himself.
What's beautiful about this is that the camera guy pans out as he's oh, guys.
He's
this
like,
is what,
damn it, I forgot to ask Biden for a diaper.
No. Something happened. He pinched it. He either farted. No, but the thing about Jerry Nadler, I mean, we all know that.
Wait, hold on.
He's not healthy.
All right. No. Okay, you got to explain what's going on to the people who are listening. Because obviously they don't have video, but...
Yeah, go ahead. Explain it.
Go ahead,
explain
Jeremy.
It, Jeremy.
Go ahead, Jeremy. Come on,
it.
Jeremy.
Go. Explain what's happening. So literally, go ahead, Jeremy.
This guy is shimmying. What? This guy
he's
is
got
shimmying.
His butt cheeks are clenched, because that's what you do when you clench your butt. You know what I mean?
He's penguin walking. He's penguin walking off the stage.
He does. He looks like...
Dude, you know, like when you...
It's like he can't stand. He literally...
Pelosi's so drunk, she can't even react. Exactly. Oh, wait, maybe she did.
So, you like, you know, like when you got to take a really...
Yeah.
That's how you know she's a.
This should have been saved for the
phases.
End.
Nothing
should have been saved for the
nothing
end.
Phases. Nancy
oh, I got
Pelosi.
Some. I got some
like,
for the end.
You know that. You know.
Well, that's because she's from California and it smells like shit all the time.
Like, you know that feeling, like after you ate some really like spicy food or something like that, and you gotta go, you gotta go, and you're in the car, and you know it happened to me in South Dakota, man. Oh my god. And you're sitting there clenching, right? And you're clenching so hard. Yeah, when you get out of the car, you're just hoping that no air comes out, no movement, and you're duck walking into the store. You know what I mean? He had to take a shit,
something,
or
happened.
He should have.
No, like I said, so, dude, guys. In my opinion, this is a metaphor of what we're about to be. This, you know, the Supreme Court nomination process is going to be a shit show. Now, again,
I don't think it is, man.
This is why. Look, homie, let me finish my thought here, because. To me, this video, I'm going to put it again on the screen. This video is a good example of why we need term limits for these Congress people. Because you got a dude with clear health conditions. It's clear that he's got health conditions. And you got the woman setting an alcoholic grandma on stage. It's fucking pathetic, dude. The Democratic Party is pathetic.
She's not an alcoholic. She's missing her adrenochrome.
Yeah, no, this whole
I wanted to show you this TikTok video that is fucking hilarious, that kind of, it's very similar to this. So this girl goes into the room, and this is not part of the, you know, anything funny, but this is funny because it just, the correlation. So this girl goes into, the girl, yeah, I'm going to put it up. The girl goes into a room, her roommate's room, because she's got her boyfriend over and she needed to fart. So let me play this.
Did she literally just fart?
Yeah.
She's farting and laughing. She's farting a lot.
Wow, that's a good roommate. Come in my room and fart.
What's great about this is that she's laughing and farting at the same time.
Oh, that's the best. That is the best when you laugh it and you fart. I love doing that.
Is that LARP?
Oh, so, my God. LARPing? LARPing? Jeremy was so mad at me because Bella farted on the trip and I went and rolled the windows down. Oh, wow. And he was so mad because of the smell.
So real quick, do you have any other topics?
Yeah, so I did want to I did want to talk about a couple campaigns ad that came out, and we can close it there. Oh, I was going to do COVID and riots, but we've gone way too long.
So real quick.
Yeah.
Right, but something breaking just came out that I just
what happened?
Texted you. Ooh. Just wait, after you do your ads, I think we should cover this real quick because this is huge. This is fucking huge.
Okay, so let me I want to show you guys a couple ads that came out this week that kind of show a compare and contrast of the parties. And to me, this is clear on, again, the difference. The first one I'm going to show you is a campaign ad that was done by, I think, six. So all these people are running for Texas, and it was led by Dan Crenshaw. Unfortunately for the listener, I'm sorry, you're not going to see this, but go and look for this video. This is actually a really good campaign ad. It's a little long, but it's worth watching. I may cut this off from the, but I wanted you guys to see this. So I'm not going to play the whole ad. I think you guys should go watch this ad. I'm not going to play it all, but what I love about this is that I knew you're going to like this part because this is from Deadpool, which is the superhero landing. Wait for it. Superhero landing coming. And I love that line because, you know,
what is this, the next Marvel movie?
Exactly. No, this is like Hollywood kind of type production. I mean, you know, not that high production, but it's actually a really good ad. You guys need to check it out. Now, this is again a group of Republicans that put out this ad. A great ad. Kim Klasick came out with another ad herself. I'm not going to play it, but again, go watch this because it's really good. She's doing another walk in Baltimore. And just freaking phenomenal, dude. And you know, Kim Klasick, I hope she gets this in Baltimore. She has a vision. Awesome. However, I want to show you this because to me, the compare and contrast, this is the Democrats' effort to get out the vote. Let's compare these ads to this one, guys. You're not ready for this ad. For the listener, this is the Democrat ad.
The Democratic ad.
And I want you to watch this and you tell me what in the fuck.
Yeah, play the sound.
Yeah, let me.
She's pole dancing.
Yeah.
So for those of you that can't see this, she's pole dancing in a thong.
Stripper. Or pole dancers. Get your booty to the pole. And it's a double entendre on the poles and the pole. The pole dancing.
I do want to point out that they are black women.
Listen to their message first.
Check it.
A district attorney decides who to prosecute,
including whether or not to go after dirty cops.
Do you know who elects the DA?
We do, but you don't want to vote.
Can't make it rain if you locked up on some bullshit.
Want trades and coding taught in our schools?
Then vote for the school boards that will prepare us for the job market.
Want to end cash bail?
Well, then vote for the sheriffs and county officials that feel the same way you do.
But you talking about, they gonna pick who they gonna pick, shawty.
Ferguson just elected their first black mayor.
You know how that happened?
It's clear black lives don't matter to some of our current elected officials.
If they matter to you, then don't let other people decide who's gonna run your community.
Get your booty to the poll.
Get your booty to the poll.
Get your booty to the poll. Get your
vote. This is disgusting on so many levels. Not because they're strippers. That's one of the facts. I mean, the fact that they have strippers dancing on the poles,
trying to get people to vote.
I like strippers on a vote.
It's disgusting because they do this. They do this all the time, and it's called pandering. They pander to the minorities. I don't believe in minorities. I believe that I'm an American, and if you believe that you're less than another American, you're not. You're that's the minority. But anyway, they're pandering to black votes. They're pandering to Hispanic votes. Same way Biden did with talking to Cardi B. Like, that's pandering. That's the way that they get their votes. You know, they don't, because it's like, and the Despacito thing that Biden did, like, that's pandering. If you're listening, if you're watching and you don't know what these Democrats are doing, they're pandering to people who are black, Hispanic, by showing that they respect their culture or they like their culture. But it's bullcrap, because when they're pandering, they're not talking about ideas.
Homie,
they're not talking about how they're going to make their communities better.
Here's the thing, though.
They're just,
this video, who is it pandering to? Black?
Yeah.
Women? And so, but what to me, this is fucking disgusting, like you said, because the right shows you a black empowered woman with Kim Klasick's new ad, right? And again, please go check it out. And the left shows us a sexualized woman. Think sexualized women. Basically, that's what this video was. Girls shaking their ass and encouraging you to go out and vote. Get your booty to the poll. Think about that. And my question is this how the left views empowered women? This is sad. This is sad, and it's pathetic. But in my opinion, this is evident that people are waking up, dude. And I want to show you this video that Trump retweeted. It's worth watching. And I'm going to play a little bit of it. But to me, this is, again, evidence of a great awakening, because Trump this week also announced that he's, you know, I think you mentioned this earlier, Jonathan, $500 billion plan for Black America. And again, for Black businesses. And at the same time, he also designated KKK and Antifa as terrorist groups. It's a smart move. But
Say that one more time. The KKK, the same group that y'all dumb motherfuckers are blaming
exactly
Trump for supporting. Okay, just want to make sure I exaggerate that one.
And again, so let me show you this, because this is evident that people are waking up, and I love to watch these type of videos, and I'm glad that the president retweeted this, dude. This is fucking beautiful. Watch some of this.
I love that. But I love that he replies.
To me, Trump is a freaking godsend. To me, Trump is what is life. To me, Trump is a second chance. Sorry about that if you ain't hear me. To me, Trump is a second chance. So when you say I'm like, nah, dude, he's way more than that. He's way more than that. You see, I don't have the luxury to worry about freaking Roe versus Wade. I don't have the luxury to worry about that. I'm too busy trying to keep my family fed to think about that. And for the first goddamn time in my life, I actually see a way out. I see a way out, something I've never seen before. I see a way out, man, and just that little bit of hope is enough for me to have a fire in my belly, powerful to freaking charge the goddamn world, man. I'm ready to take over, but
yes,
if Biden gets in office, man, I don't know what I'm gonna do. So I'm saying thank you to you, because you unlocked me, and I'm sure you unlocked a lot of people. There is a silent majority out there, man. I talk to them every day. I work for mostly Arabs, right? I went to an Arab place, right? And I asked him, who are you voting for? You know, it's safe. Who is he for? He said, Trump. And I was like, I hugged him so hard. He was like, hey, what the fuck? I was like, I'm sorry. It's just, I'm so excited to hear you say that, because I was nervous. Because all I see is Biden signs everywhere I go. And I'm like, please, Lord, don't let this guy win. You know what I'm saying? But there is a silent majority out there. I talked to him. They're workers like me who didn't care about politics, didn't even think about politics, didn't want to talk about politics. I got people that I work with on a daily basis saying, yo, man, we got to do something. Thank you, man. Thank you for unlocking me. Thank you for unlocking other people. Because had I stayed asleep, ain't no telling what would have happened, man. Ain't no telling.
I like this. It's a beautiful message, and a lot of people can relate to this. And one thing that I want to say about this before we close out the show that I like what he said is that, again, it gives a lot of people hope. Because one thing we need to take into account is that despite everything that's happening out there today, you know, never in the history of humanity have people of all races lived more peacefully, lived more freely, lived more abundantly, and yet be so willfully blind and astoundingly ungrateful, profoundly foolish, marching around with unjustifiable anger. And to me, this is proof that even freedom can become toxic when there is no moral compass or even just a smidgen of perspective. We celebrate the nihilist of our time as if they're the enlightened members of society. Yet history has looked upon us and has found us wanting. We're about to squander the sacrifices of generations past. Because why? Because orange man bad. So you, listener, who's on the fence, who cannot sit on the fence any longer, you need to make a choice. And the choice to me is clear this election. It is Donald Trump. And, you know, I love watching these videos and I always retweet them and I always share them because they're worth watching and they're worth spreading because this is how critical, in my opinion, this election year is.
Well, it's about to get even more critical. Go to your text message. I just texted you this link. Something just broke literally about an hour ago. Earlier this week, the FBI director, Mr. Ray, was in Senate hearing or House Judiciary, one of these fucking things, basically saying, oh, there's no evidence of mail-in ballot fraud ever in a federal election. He goes, we don't really see a problem and blah, blah, blah. So, of course, one of the greatest journalists of our time that gets zero credit because, you know, he catches these crazy people in the act. Just broke something major today.
What's his name?
James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. They had undercover in Ilhan Omar's campaign. Mm-hmm. And they got caught.
Let me see.
Cash ballot harvesting.
Let me play this.
Based upon our undercover reporting, U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, also affectionately known as a member of the squad, and her campaign may be behind one of the biggest voter fraud schemes in American history. But this time, we have it on tape.
Damn.
The person who's working in Ilhan's campaign is the one who's managing the voting place. They bring them, they line them, they put the open ballots in there, and then they take them in and say, here. And the people mark. How's that working? They have perfected this system. This is what they do. They will tell you, we are applying for your ballot. They take a picture of your social security and your driver's license. They have a database. When the ballot comes, they track it. Sometimes they make fake emails. They track the ballot. Then they come and pick up the ballot.
Wow. So they actually
unopened. Wow. So there's a vested interest, but we are victims of the system. They don't give a shit about any Somali issue. Sorry to use my language.
No, you're right.
And the DFL wants to win this state at all costs. It's a mutually beneficial, and the victims is the Somali.
We have to understand that the immigrants, mostly here now, are first generation immigrants. They are still, most of them are still emotionally connected to where they came from, and because of their background, not knowing how elections work, they came from a military government. That's the only system that they know. And when they get here, because of their ignorance, not knowing how these all things work, sometimes they even think it's legal.
Damn. Well, I mean, this is just a preview of, I guess, what he's going to unveil, and this might come in the coming weeks. Because a lot of times what James O'Keefe does is he releases something and he waits on the media to react, to come back and say, well, this is lies, this is all lies. And then what he'll do is days later, he'll release like the video that shows boom, here's more evidence. And now the media is now having to backtrack and say, maybe, you know, and so this could be huge. If their campaign, this is that what you're saying, Tim, is that this was,
oh no, he released the whole thing. Sorry. Okay. He did release the whole thing. It's a 16 minute video.
Obviously we can't watch the whole thing.
And there's cash for No. We're not going to watch the whole thing, but but they were offering cash ballot, you know, cash for their ballots basically. Damn. So they got him caught.
So they're going to people's houses who have applied to have a mail-in ballot and actually saying, I'll give you $20 for your ballot.
Yeah. I mean, there's more to this video. Obviously, what they're doing here is illegal, number one.
Sure.
Project Veritas caught him red-handed. And again, I'm going to go Q real quick. And, you know, where we go one, where we go all. Trump has been going after Ilhan Omar for the last week. James O'Keefe is not going to break this without giving it to the authorities first. So you know what I'm saying? So
I'm sure they know.
There's certain things because if you look at the way things go, that's evidence, right? And again, based on that, you know, the executive order that allows, you know, people to help assist in criminal in crimes and everything, blah, blah, blah. This is where Project Veritas comes into play. He exposed Google, CNN and everything. So the reason why I believe Trump is able to go after and say the things he is, he's not talking out of his ass. He's basing it on this information. He has it before everybody else. You can't just expose that without giving it to them because you gotta break the shit wide open and you gotta give it to the feds so that when this thing breaks, they can't cover it up. That you're watching them already. You know, you have the warrants in place, tapping.
Yeah.
This is huge.
This is
huge. This is breaking. That's why I wanted to just cover it real quick because I'm sure more is going to come out this week.
Yeah.
If she doesn't wind up in cuffs, then you know what? They're going to steal the election.
Well, I don't know, man. I think more and more people are waking up. But like Tim said, we're going to cover it in coming weeks. Right now, we are at the last leg. Is that what they call the end of a race? We're in the last lap.
Final stretch of the race.
And here we this is where it's about to get crazy. And this week we'll cover the debate. It's gonna be glorious to watch Trump destroy Biden. So we're gonna leave it there. Now
I'm excited.
As always, we always end on a funny note, and I got a few videos here for you guys that I love. And TikTok lately is my world, but this is a hilarious thing. Feminism, modern feminism. This is
makes me sick.
Just watch.
This one's great.
You women from the 60s really messed up my life goals. You didn't want to stay at home and clean the house, take care of the kids, you know, have dinner ready for your husbands when they got home from work. That is all I want to do. But no, you thought everyone wanted to be independent. I don't want to be independent. Now here I am, going to school because I'm ready to go to college and get them a job and education. Women.
I had to watch that a couple times. I was like, is this for real?
By the way, that young lady is like what, 20?
Yeah, she's
I mean,
she's
no, but because is the listener can't see it, right? Explain, the listener can't see it. So lady. We're talking like a 20-year-old that is realizing, a 20-year-old female that's realizing, oh shit, yeah, I want a man. Yeah. And I don't so really I, have to
if,
be.
If you're watching this, reach out to me. I'm a single guy. I'm totally down for the 60s lifestyle.
But the mama bear sitting in the room across from him, you better fucking know how to clean a house and to cook meals for him. And so
if you're watching this and you like the smile, you got to get approved by my mama bear.
Okay. Next one.
So we're going to move on. All right. So I got a couple more. Ladies, if you get, you know, breakfast in bed, don't ask too many questions.
Listen, if I bring you breakfast in bed, just say thank you. That's it. I would appreciate just a simple thank you. I don't want to hear all kinds of questions like how did you get in my house or
This guy's got great videos. How did you get
my house? Where'd you get those eggs?
Yeah, that's not a valid question to ask. It's not a valid question to ask.
Show him the
what?
The one I sent you.
Oh shit! All right, hold on. Did you message it to me?
Yeah, the one I sent you yesterday.
Oh my god! Sunday at 7:40 p.m. Okay, let me see what's okay.
Oh, the WAP.
Oh yeah, you're dead.
Fucking WAP.
Okay, so let's watch this guy.
Hey, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me. Quit, jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell him what to do, never tell him where I'm about to be. I'll run down on him before I have
this
a nigga running
dad,
me.
Talk your
shit. Is that your dad, Tim?
That's my dad.
I don't clean, but let he me doesn't clean.
I got this ring. Gobble me, yeah. Swallow me, drip down
mom,
inside of me.
Mom leaves him at home by himself and starts making TikTok videos.
I like how he's got 47 likes, bro. He's got 47 likes.
Likes
he's got more likes than you. He's getting more views than you.
And a comment. And
freaking hilarious.
Too funny.
All right, folks.
That's Daddy Timmy right there.
Dude, and you know what the funny thing is? His handle is like Big Daddy.
Big Daddy is there's Timmy's well, hand right there. Big Daddy, check him out because he's whopping.
He's following Biden's example. He's following Biden's example. If you play a Cardi B song,
yeah,
you get elected.
You get votes and you get likes.
We're gonna close this out. Thank you all for tuning in to the Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Apparently, Tim's dad is now there. You can find him at Big Daddy.
Everyone's on TikTok.
Give us a follow, hit that like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Guten Tag.
See ya.
Wash your hands and wash your ass and clap, you stupid bastards.
We decided today not to listen to Tim anymore.
I'm no longer washing my hands or my ass.